Okay, so. Now, let's do
you
this.
You hear it, though.
What?
You hear that? Boom, 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 boom.
But that's the police shooting him.
Exactly.
Now,
if he'd have had a revolver, I'm telling you. But then again, their training is different than it used to be.
Yeah.
They're more, far more aggressive.
I'm trying to figure out, what do the powers that be have for these cops to kill civilians? Because they're blatantly killing these last couple of individuals.
Just because they won't respond to voice commands.
Okay.
It's like, okay, we're fucking tired of this. Bang, 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 you're dead. Fuck you.
Okay, wait.
Now you'll listen.
Didn't they do that in the 70s? Wasn't there something with the police, with the brutality?
Yep.
But back
during, remember the movie Clint Eastwood?
Right. It was, it was in the 70s when cops were, again, under scrutiny.
Yep.
For...
And what did he say, the actor? A hood can kill a cop, and that's okay. But can a cop kill a hood? No.
No. So, okay, if you take the whole conspiracy thing and you say that the government or the powers that be want to say that guns are bad, and then you can get the where you do the police, the state militia. If, you know, where you would break down the police departments.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it now.
Well, there's a lot of state militias.
Yeah, but you know how they would break it down where, you know, basically you're under lock and key at, you know,
martial law.
Yeah, martial law. That's what I was trying to think. This doesn't fall under that, though, because you're creating the whole... I can't figure out what the end result is. Other than you get...
A carefully orchestrated riot. A war between blacks and cops, and
the whole thing that Charles Manson wanted.
Yeah.
The race war.
Notice it's getting worse.
Very fast.
Yeah. Every time a black man gets shot and murdered by a cop or otherwise, the whole fucking city turns out to knock down buildings, burn shit to the ground, and to kill anybody
but
that
here,
gets in their fucking
but
way.
These are blatant. Like the one guy who was up with his hands up, and the woman, the cop said...
The female cop shot him?
Yeah, and said, I was in fear of my life. Where?
When? If you were in fear of your life, that you had other officers there.
Yeah, I don't...
You could have backed away from the fucking scene.
And I remember...
Wow. That was an old house, too.
Yeah. Holy cow, look at that. And I remember when you got pulled over and I tried to get to you, to the police, and what, you had, was it three squad cars pull you over?
When?
When you were driving the white car.
Oh, yeah, the Honda. I was pulled over by the one.
And then you had...
I went to get out of the car and explain to him, I just, you know...
Bought the...
Yeah. Get back in the car!
And he did point his... Did he point his gun at you?
I think he went for it. I'm not sure. But then he immediately called his supervisor. And then somebody else pulled up behind him.
Yeah, because there were three squad cars
in a line. It was the first squad car, the supervisors, and then a third.
And then when I tried to get to you, they started yelling at me to get back in the car.
Yep.
And
you might as well do what they say, because otherwise...
And I was like, wait, I'm trying to explain.
They didn't want to hear it.
They didn't want to hear it. And I remember then, because I can't remember, did they let you take the car? Did you have to leave it?
Nope, I had to leave it sit right where it was until the very next morning.
And I don't understand why.
Because the headlights weren't working. and it was starting to get dark. But see, the problem there is I was tailgating you and I kind of ran a stop sign trying to keep up.
Right.
And they got all upset. Well, they let me go on that. But if you read the rules of the road, your headlights can be turned on
at dusk.
Well,
it was dark. By the time we got there, it was dark.
1 hour after sunset is when you turn your headlights on.
Yeah.
Because that's when the light starts to fade.
Yeah.
And 1 half hour before sunrise.
Yeah.
Because you have enough light feasibly, right, according to the rules of the road.
And I remember.
And we were in that particular moment in time where.
Yeah, it was
like,
we didn't
really
yeah.
need the headlights, but I really wanted them.
Anyway, yeah, I remember. And then
because the headlights didn't work, but the taillights
did. Yeah, because the deer guy, she hit the deer on the driver's side, didn't she? And it busted out the headlight.
No, not on that car. It was just a blown fuse.
Because I thought it was dented.
It had some problems with the front end being damaged, but that had nothing to do with the headlights.
Oh. And then I remember them having just some kind of cardiac arrest. And I had mentioned to you back then that the police were changing the way they were doing things. They were aggressive. Yeah. And remember, they all had their shaved heads and they looked like...
Militant.
Yeah, they all looked like, you know, just
skin
scared.
Heads.
Yeah. And I remember going back to Dad's and I said, and he goes, "Are you shitting me?" I said, "No." And within seconds, he was on the phone. He goes, "Did you get badge number?" "No, they wouldn't let me get near them."
And, me either.
And... Yeah, to you either. And
but I did get his name, and we gave that to your dad. And he went and talked to that officer right straight.
Well, he made the phone call to the department right away.
But he also talked to that guy himself.
See, I don't
so
remember
that's
that.
Not how it's done.
I don't remember.
You're.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't tell me that.
Yeah, he told me. He says, "I went and talked to that officer myself. This isn't how it's done. You're too paranoid. You just
because I know he said he handled it.
Yeah,
that's all he told me. Is that when he went to the on the tarmac and talked to you separately?
No, that was another matter altogether.
Oh, because
but what it was he had taken care of it by I had told the officer I just bought this from so and so. He's a police officer. We're taking it home. We're only. Less than a mile.
See, that's
away.
What I don't get it. If they would have ran the plates, because we still had plates on it.
Yep.
It would have been, you know.
And he basically invoked his good buddy rule.
Who did?
Your dad.
Oh, well, yeah, no.
Blue blood is thick.
Yeah, he.
And they should have done this.
Yeah, I remember that. But I said back then they were changing.
They're getting steadily worse.
And I've noticed these are shameful. These
they have no business being police officers.
No.
If they're going to be
paranoid and afraid and in fear of their life. And remember how I always said, you always say, I was in fear of my life. It's that one catchphrase, I was in fear of my life.
But it doesn't work when everybody sees that you had an opportunity to back away and let cooler heads prevail.
Yeah. It just blows my mind how blatant it is. Okay, and then the other thing too is, okay, they investigate. Even though you have an outside agency come in to investigate, they're still law enforcement.
Yeah.
So you have law enforcement investigating law enforcement. Isn't that how
Internal Affairs was
developed?
Yes. However, because they're specialized, they know what to look for in corrupt police activities. That's why they're there. The thing here is, the last 10 years, the police officers that have been caught on camera have been going to prison for their behaviors. The guy, the cop that shot that black man in the back, who happened to be a cop himself and was running away.